Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if you have a Bible question, well, we'd love to hear from you right now. If it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, it is Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear your voice on that phone right now. 844-322-2742 is the number for the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Give us a call right now, because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Yesterday, we talked about the definition of grace, and we looked at what a lexicon, how it defined the grace of God. And then I gave my version or my definition, which is in my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. And I basically have defined it God's work in Christ to make us fully alive spiritually, and then to empower us to live as children of God in this world here and now. Now, we see in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, starting in verse 23, we see this. Now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then we see this verse, and I think this is such an important verse and such a hopeful verse for all of us. And if you're struggling in your Christian life, I would underline this passage, star it, memorize it, because this is what it says. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. So everything is upon the shoulders of Jesus Christ himself. He saved us. He's going to sustain us. He's going to do the heavy lifting. And when we're yoked to him, our burden is light.
Yes.
And that's what God has said. So we have to trust that the same God who saved us is going to be the same God that sustains us through thick and thin. And so our job is to simply trust, simply to live in Christ. That's what God has given to us,
right?
Just to simply trust in him to do his work in and through us. So here's this passage again, 1 Thessalonians 5:24. He who calls you, God called you through that gospel message, through that death, that burial, that resurrection, that ascension of Jesus Christ. God's Spirit brought that message to you. And you were called. You were called unto him. And that's an important thing for us to understand, that we're called unto Jesus.
Right.
And when we receive Jesus, then we're born again of the Spirit of God. Now, God's Spirit has come to live inside of us, and that he will surely finish the work that he began. That's the good news. That's the hope that we have in this gospel. And that's why grace, it's the grace of God at the beginning, it's the grace of God in the middle, it's the grace of God at the end. And once the grace of God takes hold in your life, it never stops.
Yes, indeed.
That's good news.
That is wonderful.
And that's hope for every one of us.
Yes, it's the kind of hope you hear about every day here at Basic Gospel. Thanks, Bob, for those thoughts. And friends, glad you're with us today. Give us a call. 844-322-2742 is the number for the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. And friends, struggling through your Christian life is not what Jesus wants for you. He wants you to have a full and abundant life. But what if that's not exactly what you're experiencing? What if the everyday struggle is kind of overcoming you? But what if there's a better way? Well, there is, and you'll learn about it when you join Bob Christopher and Basic Gospel for the Simply Grace Conference. That's a live seminar designed to help you discover the real life that Jesus wants for you. Join us, friends, Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, here in the ministry's hometown of Louisville, Texas, in the Dallas area. Information and registration is online at basicgospel.net/events. The only remaining question is, will you be with us? We sure hope so. Again, all the information available for the Simply Grace Conference coming up in September, only 2 weeks and 3 days away, is at basicgospel.net/events. Get that information. Get registered. We want to see you. Overnight, Bob, we had this call from Alex. Let's listen.
Alex, I'm a fairly new listener. I'm 28 years old from California. And I've been homeless for about 8 months, and I've been going through some tough times. I don't have any social network or family support. My parents got divorced when I was young. They're poor. You know, all of these things. I could go on and on about the issues I've dealt with in life. But I think of myself to be, I don't know, just a honest person that wants to, you know, just be a normal person in society. And I find myself just asking God, why is this happening to me? Can you please help me? Because there's been many times where I feel so hopeless in my situation in life. I'm just a common laborer, and I try to find work wherever I can get it. But I seem to always just end up on my knees or crawling on the street or something. I don't know how to put it, but I guess my question would be, if you were in my situation, how would you pray to God? Because I think I've kind of run out of things to say. I try to pray as best I can, and I find myself kind of just, I don't feel like my prayers are really sinking in or something. It's usually just the same, God, please help me, have mercy on me, please give me a life that's worth living. And I guess I'm kind of just waiting for a miracle. But if you were in a tough spot like this, what would be your prayer? Thank you.
Well, Alex, thank you for taking the time to call and to tell us about your situation. Our hearts go out to you.
Yes.
And that's a tough spot to be in, to be homeless, to be looking for work. But I love your attitude. You're turning to the one that can help you. That's God Himself, as revealed to us in the person of Christ.
Yeah.
And I think the prayer that you are praying, what you said at the very last of your question, Lord, give me a life that's worth living. Well, that's exactly what He wants to do. So my suggestion, my counsel to you, Alex, would be this, is that God does want to give you new life. And that's exactly what we see in the Bible. Jesus Christ said this, that I have come that you might have life and have it abundantly. Well, what He's referring to is first and foremost spiritual life. See, Alex, the problem with you, the problem with all of us, before we come to know Christ personally, is that we're dead spiritually. We have this emptiness on the inside, and that's why oftentimes our prayers just seem to get stuck at the ceiling, that they don't actually get to God's ears. We're praying for various miracles and various things to take place. And what God really wants for us is to give us new life. And so when we come to the end of ourselves and we say, Lord, I'm done. I don't know what else to do. I'm just open to receive whatever you have for me. Well, what He has for you is His Son and new life, eternal life, that's only available through Jesus Christ. So that's where I would start, Alex, is in talking through you, with you, about your relationship with Christ. Do you understand the gospel? Do you understand that Jesus Christ died to take away all of your sins and that He is not counting your sins against you? Do you understand that He was buried, putting an end to that old way of life, that He was raised from the dead so that you too could be raised to walk in the newness of life? Do you understand that He ascended and is seated at the right hand of God the Father, and He has the authority to give you new life? And so I would work through that gospel message with you and say, are you ready to receive Jesus? And if that's the case, Alex, just open up the door of your heart and say, Lord, come in. He wants to come in. He wants to give you new life. He wants to put an end to that old life, so that you can experience His love, His grace, His mercy, His forgiveness in ways that you never dreamed imaginable. And once you have new life, then you can start abiding and trusting the Lord to work in this current situation. in a way that can give you the wisdom on, as far as the steps that you need to take, the people that you need to get connected to, so that solutions can start coming as far as a job, a place to live, and all those various things. But I would start right with the gospel. Have you come to the point where you've received Christ as your very life? If that hasn't happened, start right there, and you will experience a miracle of going from death to life, of being made fully alive in Jesus Christ. Talk about a miracle. That's a miracle that transcends all others. So if you've never come to Christ, Alex, let today be the day. If you hear his voice, do not harden your heart, but open it up and receive Jesus as your very life. And you will be in for the adventure of a lifetime. Now, that doesn't change your immediate circumstances, does it? It doesn't change the fact that you're homeless, doesn't change the fact that you're still looking for a job, something that would be permanent for you or something that would be stable for you. But it will equip you to walk through that with a godly perspective. And that's what we need. And when we have that godly perspective, we have hope. And that's so vitally important. So open your heart, Alex. Receive the Lord as your very life. And then let him infuse your situation with hope that only he can bring. So that's how I would answer that.
I was thinking as you were talking, Bob, and listening to Alex's call, you know, how perfect it would be if for some way, by some miracle of God, he could attend the conference. I mean, that is exactly what we were talking about at the first break.
Right.
You know, people are struggling, and so I don't know if that can happen or not, but, you know, that was what was going through.
You never know. And, Alex, if you listen later this evening, or if you're able to hear this particular broadcast, reach out to us. Give us some contact information so that we can get back with you. We would love to talk with you personally and to see if we can be more help to you.
Absolutely. Well, again, 844-322-2742. We have an open line for you, 844-322-2742. And, Bob, we also had this call that came in overnight.
Hi. I have a question. I committed adultery, and I am divorced and remarried. Does God forgive that sin, those sins? Thank you.
Well, the answer to that is yes. He sent Jesus, and Jesus knew no sin, but he became sin for us so that you and I might be made the very righteousness of God. So he saw that you were going to commit those sins, and he chose to bear those sins in his body and to die for those sins so that you could be released from the power of sin and death and could experience new life in Christ Jesus. We certainly see David back in the Old Testament. He saw Bathsheba bathing on the roof, and he went to her and committed adultery with her, sent her husband to the front lines of a battle so that he would die in battle. And he came to a point and said, you know, there's nothing that I can do except lay myself on the mercy of God and to trust that God will have mercy upon me. And he writes in Psalm 51, blessed is the man whose sins the Lord will not take into account. And Paul brings this into his letter to the Romans. And it's a beautiful, beautiful story of God's grace and God's mercy to forgive sins. And he does, and he has, in the person of Christ Jesus. So if you've received Christ, then you've already received forgiveness. If you haven't received Christ, then the answer for you is to receive Christ and to be raised to walk in the newness of life. And when you receive Christ, in him you're going to receive forgiveness of sins. So that's the good news. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not counting men's sins against them. So he's not counting that against you. He is offering you new life. If you've received that life, then you've already received the forgiveness that you're desperately looking for. So rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. That's the good news. That is the good news of the gospel. So here's this passage in Romans chapter 4, and this is David, just as David also speaks of the blessing of the one to whom God counts righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord will not count his sin.
Yeah.
Well, we know based on the shed blood of Jesus Christ that he who knew no sin became sin so that we might become the righteousness of God. If you've received Christ, you have been imputed his righteousness. That righteousness has been imputed to you, has been imparted to you. And because you stand in the very righteousness of God, it means that your sins have been forgiven. There's no longer any sacrifice for your sins. It's already been done in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So if you are righteous in the sight of God, if you're fully alive in Christ, then you stand before God as a forgiven person. You can let that guilt go. You can let that shame go. You can go free in Christ Jesus.
Indeed. Well, we hope this has been a help. And friends, thank you for being with us today. 844-322-2742 is the number to call. If you'd like to speak with Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're listening. Again, 844-322-2742. And Bob, this month's donor gift, Gateway to Grace. Tell our listeners, what's so special about this gate?
Well, grace is the gate that we walk through to enter new life in Christ. But once we've entered, then grace is going to take us all the way to the end. So we need to know about the grace of God. It's a word that we use in conversation. Everybody knows that we're saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. But usually we let grace just end right there. And this particular series shows how the grace of God not only saves us, but sustains us and becomes our very way of life as believers in Christ. So this word grace is a big, huge word. Yeah. It's a God-sized word. And this particular series will allow you to take a deep dive into the grace of God and really see what it means to be not only saved by grace, to be sustained by grace, and to know that God's grace is sufficient in every circumstance that you will ever encounter in life.
And, of course, we know that the gate is Jesus Christ himself, and so he is the one who takes us through, and we enter into his grace by him.
Yes.
It is Basic Gospel, everybody. I want to remind you that as you donate this month at basicgospel.net, we're going to send you a copy of Gateway to Grace. It's a six-message series with a study guide to equip you to stand firm in the truth of God's love and his grace. Again, donate at basicgospel.net. Well, Bob, let's see. We had this question from Sadish, who is a YouTube viewer. If the Holy Spirit touches us, why can't we control ourselves? Is it the Holy Spirit or a double spirit?
Well, I think that's a good question, and it gets down to the fruit of the Spirit. This Christian life is not lived by human effort, and so we have the desires of the flesh. We have worldly temptations coming at us from every angle, and we try to fend those off through our own human strength, our own understanding about things, and that's when we stumble, and that's when we fall, and that's when we give in. But if you will read in Galatians 5:22, you'll see that self-control is a part of the fruit of the Spirit. So if we'll simply walk in the Spirit, then we're going to find ourselves not gratifying the desires of the flesh. So God is calling you, Sadish, to just simply trust Jesus Christ. And as you trust Jesus Christ and walk in the Spirit, step out in faith on the desires that he is putting in you, then you're not going to fulfill those desires of the flesh. So self-control is a fruit of the Spirit. It's a byproduct of you trusting the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We also had a question from Morgan yesterday about manifesting the life of Christ. And again, that goes back to the fruit of the Spirit. So Christ has come to live inside of us by his Holy Spirit. And as we walk by faith in Jesus Christ, then we're going to see the love that he has poured out in our hearts being manifested into the lives of others. We're going to find ourselves loving others as God in Christ has loved us, forgiving others as God in Christ has forgiven us, accepting others as God in Christ has accepted us. So God has come to live inside of us through his Holy Spirit. We simply live in that relationship by faith, and as we do, we're going to see this faith in Jesus Christ spelled out in our lives, and it's going to look a lot like love.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Morgan, hope that's a help to you.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Mary Jo listening to us in Louisville. Hi, Mary Jo.
Hi, I'm having trouble remembering how I worded my question. It has to do with childlike making the message of God or Jesus. I wonder who gave that. Was it God or Jesus? And having childlike belief. He made the gospel where a child could understand it.
Well, and he made it simple by really putting it all in the person of Jesus Christ. He is the gospel. He is the good news. He is our Savior. And so the call is to come unto Jesus. And even a child can understand that. And we saw that in the New Testament, in the gospel accounts, where children came unto Jesus, and all the disciples got all bent out of shape and, you know, tried to shoo them away. And he said, no, 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 let them come. And you must enter into the kingdom as one of these, as a child, with that childlike trust and faith. And so he simplified the gospel message by putting it all in the person of Jesus Christ. He is the good news. So we can understand that. Jesus came to save us. We know we need to be saved. And so I'm calling on the name of Christ. That's as simple and as clear as it gets. God does all the work in that, doesn't he? He gives us new life. He raises us to walk in the newness of life. He's taken away our sins. He's imputed to us his righteousness. He's going to give us a new identity, make us new on the inside and everything else. But that's all on God's side of the equation. For us, it's simply calling on the name of Jesus. He is our Savior. He is the good news.
Absolutely. Mary Jo, thank you for your...
Jesus was God.
Yes, God in human flesh, and that's why he said, come unto me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest for your souls.
Yes, indeed. Mary Jo, thank you for your call. Good to hear from you. And friends, between now and tomorrow's broadcast, if you have a question, leave a voicemail for us at 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742, and you'll probably hear it answered on tomorrow's broadcast. Also, friends, please donate at basicgospel.net to help keep this good news coming on your station. And when you give in August, you'll receive the 6-CD audio series and study guide called Gateway to Grace. Just click donate at basicgospel.net and make your gift and receive this very special thanks from Basic Gospel for partnering with us. Again, that's donate at basicgospel.net. And be sure to check out all the information on the Simply Grace Conference, now just 2 weeks away, 2 weeks and 3 days, I believe, here in Lewisville, Texas. That's, of course, our ministry hometown. And so we'll be very much at home, and we want you to be as well. So get all the information at basicgospel.net/events and get registered. We want to see you in Lewisville on the 6th and 7th of September for the Simply Grace Conference. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow at the same time for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.